need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Bastille dames of Bonoboville, oui oui, oui oui, les coquettes et les baguettes, oui oui oui, all the presidents and their in shape wives.
All you children of sex. Les enfants de sex. Oui, oui. Tout le monde. Et les sons. Mon français. Seulement un petit peu. Mais mon pain, mon baguette, c'est grande. Comme Donald Trump, ses grandes baguettes. Oui, 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 oui. Ah, Donald. Oui, oui. You. Toi. And your little French hat. You've been a bad boy. You've been pulling the girls' bra straps, or the diplomatic equivalent, really. Which wouldn't be so bad. You know, I mean, I don't even mind that stuff. Except for the really deplorable, okay, disaster of healthcare that is coming out of his regime. And, of course, tax cuts for the rich. And sending the women back into a handmaid's tale. And you need to get spanked. You do. I'm going to have my other guests spank you too, but I want to spank you first with a French baguette. Oui, oui. And by the way, oui, oui means yes, yes. It does not mean piss, piss. Although we know that's your fetish. Oui, oui.
You pays extra for that.
And this is Gypsy Bonobo. Ooh la la.
Oui.
Ooh la la, maybe we can get her to do a can-can with her can later, I don't know.
She can talk me into anything,
I
Dr.
can.
Susie.
And so, we have some exciting guests tonight here in Bonoboville, where we talk about sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
Democracy now, you.
Woo!
Don the con. A bad con. He only cons a few people, but enough, I guess. Or maybe he didn't con people. He just had his friends, the Russians, hack the voting machines. Then it wouldn't even take a good con. Then it just takes the Trump crime family. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. I want to introduce my guest. Uh-huh. Here she is, the porno fairy.
Hello.
Hello. We know and love her as Rhiannon Ahrens.
Whoa.
And she is just an all-around great woman. She's she's a mom. She's a MILF. She's the porno fairy. She's a graduate.
Indeed.
Of tell me what you graduated from.
The Masters of Fine Arts program at Cal State Long Beach.
Wow. Masters of Fine Arts program at Cal State Long Beach. That's very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. Or as your in-laws would say, mazel tov.
Indeed.
And you are also a proud member of Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump.
Yes, this is our group that meets at the Tom of Finland Foundation, biweekly now, I think.
With Tara Indiana, who founded it.
Indeed.
And our good friend Sherry Rose, who is supposed to show up at some point. Anyway. All right. Doms against Donald Trump, why not? There's so many, really, organizing or disorganized against this big mango man baby with a little tiny dick.
Right. Oh.
Where's the little? I can't even find it. Wait a second.
There it is.
You're
on the wrong way.
There it is. There it is. Now, I was turning his balls around so that they were his ass, but you know what? He should be spanked on the balls. Really.
Hey, Dr.
I only
Susie.
Do that to people
yes,
I like.
Captain Mac.
We've got a gentleman by the name of Mike Marinacci, and he says that he is a monarchist.
A monarchist.
And a bourbonist.
All right. Well, Max.
I don't know if that means he drinks bourbon. the monarchies drink a lot of bourbon.
Well, the bourbon right? kings and queens, I think
right.
those were the ones
the
that were
right.
that were guillotined. Wasn't Marie Antoinette? connected with them. She was kind
anyway,
of
yeah.
Austrian, but yeah, I think she married one. I guess Louis is a bourbon king, right? He was into his whiskey. Yeah, I mean, you know, the 14th of July, as they call it in France, 14 juillet, they don't really call it Bastille Day. Americans call it Bastille Day because, I don't know, I guess we love this idea of storming the Bastille. I kind of love it. It sounds kind of sexy. I mean, as long as it's consensual. And it was with the prisoners, that is. They wanted to be released. And I think that Marquis de Sade was among them, or maybe that's an urban French legend, but I think he was the Marquis de Sade. He was locked up in there for pornography and obscenity and things like that. Maybe he did some other things, but I think it was mostly his writings that he was locked up for, Max.
Yes.
As a fellow writer, publisher.
I'm very aware
yes.
of this.
So, but the thing
those
is,
issues.
Of course, after they freed the prisoners, they also guillotined the governor of Bastille, and then they started guillotining lots of people, including the Bourbons. Sorry, Mike. But Max is still left from the royal families of Europe. Prince
There's
Maximilian,
some of us left.
Rudolf, Lubkowitz, Die Filingeri.
We're broke, but it's all right.
That's right.
Not all of us are broke.
He is a prince.
The upper 1% of the monarchy has all the money now.
And your and relatives actually came from France, did they not?
Yes, they did.
They are, they in fact, Filingeri and your relative... Your ancestor is Gaetano Filingeri, who helped to write the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence as well, and worked with Benjamin Franklin and didn't get much credit. I mean, he got a little credit. That's how we know he did that.
Yeah, but I think Benjamin Franklin stole some shit from him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's all coming out now. It's all over the Internet.
Yeah.
Y'all look good in the television there? Y'all watch
a plagiarism
television?
A day keeps you famous for the rest of your life or
great.
Something
oh,
like that.
You look great, guys. No, really.
Anyway, the problem with the French Revolution, it was a great revolution in a way although I'm sure Michael doesn't like it too much because he's a monarchist, but for the anarchists and the 99%, except it was so bloody, and they wound up killing all these people, like Robespierre. They killed him, but he killed a bunch of people. So that is not the bonobo way, okay? That is why we do not guillotine people here. We spank them with baguettes. Although this one is starting to lose its firmness. I think it needs some Viagra. Anyway, I got to say, I got to first introduce Stormy. Stormy.
Hello.
And Stormy is a Switch Stormy of the Dominion.
Yes, that's right.
She is a pro Switch, and she looks like a fun Switch as well.
I'm pretty fun.
You're pretty fun.
Yeah,
and
you
like to
goofy.
Do this for fun.
Yeah, I definitely do this for fun. And I consider myself a spiritual counselor of sorts.
Ah, awesome.
So it's fun and it's meaningful.
I consider you a spiritual counselor, for sure.
Why, thank you, Dr.
Not even of sorts. I mean, you don't need a degree for that. You know, you just need to believe. And certainly when elements of fetish have a lot to do with that feeling of spirituality, that's why the word fetish originally meant a religious object, and still does in a way. You know, it also means a sexual object in which you invest, like, really almost religious erotic feelings. And some people invest that into, this fetish, the cross.
Mm. It's all about ecstasy in some way or another,
ecstasy.
Isn't it?
Ecstasy. We want to achieve ecstasy. You know, I thought for a minute there that maybe Trump achieved ecstasy in France. And if there's any place that anyone can achieve ecstasy, it would be France. I mean, Paris. We'll always have Paris. We love Paris, don't we, Max?
We love Paris.
The only place we love more than Paris is probably the south of France, which is really
great.
That's
nice, too.
That's nice,
yeah.
know. Cannes.
I lived there with you.
Nice is nice. Well, yes, we did. We had a beautiful place. You were in hiding from...
Hiding. But it was an old prison, so...
From people who...
When I came back, I said to the judge, I was in a prison. And so
yes.
Give me time served.
It was an old prison, but
it was
so beautiful. And we had such an amazing view. We had a party the night...
Overlooking the bay.
...of 14 Juillet. Yeah. And we had all these French people there because we had a tremendous view of the bay and of
we had the art
the
exhibit
fireworks
there with the press club.
The art exhibit because, of course, it was when that other lousy U.S. president. I mean, they all kind of work for the oligarchies, but come on. Some of them are worse than others. And George W., I don't know, I haven't forgiven him for, you know, like bombing his way through Iraq that we still can't get out of. And we did a show called Art Bombs, which was a cool show, an art show of erotica and anti-war art.
Art, yeah.
Yes. So I was talking about how France is magical. Have you ever been to France?
I have. It is magical.
It is. It's the perfect combination. Have you ever been?
I have not, actually.
You have got to go before. I mean, it just keeps getting more expensive. That's très cher. It's got that great combination of, especially the South, nature and civilization. Paris is all civilization. Nature kind of sucks in Paris. It's got usually lousy weather. But it looked like the Trumps had good weather. And, oh, my goddess, that bro handshake. Oh, look at this. Here we go. We're gonna now look at the bro handshake. I don't know how I feel about this. It's kind of obnoxious, but I can't. it's kind of like, hey.
Some and palm sweat like,
there's
going
some
on there.
Palm to palm. Look at this. He keeps going with
you're
it.
Wow.
Peasant.
Are they handing off a bag
seconds,
of Coke?
16.
Right?
They're counting down. And now he's holding on to Macron's hand.
He just slipped her tongue?
While he gets his wife, her hand.
He's grabbing her.
He's got a ménage à trois au main. He does. This is There's a lot
of baby hand
and the wife is watching. Amazing. She is the voyeur, I guess. That's her
amazing
assignment.
Stuff.
Handshake fetish.
We got to see that one more time. Okay.
Instant replay.
That's right. That's right. This is kind of sexy in a really sicko way. Considering
sexy, sweaty handshake.
Yeah. And Macron is kind of okay with it.
His feet.
He, after all, wants tourism. He wants American tourists to come to France. He wants Trump to sign the Paris Accords, which I approve of. I think, you know, do all the bro handshakes and love and get him to sign the Paris Accords. Do it. Seduce him, Macron. Seduce. Macron looks like a seducer.
Right.
And Trump is desperate, obviously, for affection. Well, his wife won't hold his hand, right?
Right. And the God. Polish, you know, she just swooped right by him. So he had to make up for it.
She won't even touch you. They don't know you. Yeah, right. She knows where your hands have been. Right.
I'm wondering if maybe she put some super glue in his lube, and that was really why that handshake went on for so long.
Ooh, you think she's that diabolical?
I wish.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that is the question about the whole Trump family. Really, are they diabolical or really just super duper dumb? Well, we know they're super duper dumb. We do know that already. But then there's this thing going on, right, Donnie? Right? Have some baguette. Yeah, yeah. There's this thing going on, and he tried to defend his son. That was sort of embarrassing when he stands up there in front of, you know, French press, I guess, and Macron and says, "My Donnie, he's a good guy. You know, he'd make a model prisoner." Right. Anyway. Don is in trouble, Don Jr. And I think he should be in trouble for shooting endangered species, really. Let's see that shot of him. Yeah, I mean, but
what a piece of poo.
Yeah. That, to me, is really the crux of what's wrong with the Trump crime family. They're crimes against Mother Earth. I mean, they do crimes against women, and they're supporting more and more, But having a head of the EPA that doesn't believe in climate change, I mean, the Dems are not too good on the whole environmental thing, but the Republicans just want to just flush us all down the sewage toilet, really. That's really where we're going here. But we can't get them on that because they all want to do that. So we have to get them on Russian dressing. We have to get, and Donnie Jr., of course, steps right into the Russian dressing and slides all over the place.
It's a splash video gone horribly wrong.
And, you know, who am I to argue about it? I mean, in fact, I do think that the bromances that Trump has are kind of cute and part of his, like, desire to suck baguette, right? But maybe he does suck baguette, right? I mean, to... You know,
poor guy.
I mean, he's obviously clinging to these men. The handshakes are endless. And
that was ridiculous. I didn't watch that till now. That was a really
right? 30-second.
Whoa!
When have you ever seen anything like that?
I haven't seen anything like that.
Well, I've seen things like that between guys that like each other. You know, bromance. It's a bromance thing. And, you know, guys do this. It's okay for guys to do this.
No, that's sexy.
In fact, there is... Max sent me an article, or he posted one. I'm not sure what the...
Bro jobs are
a thing. And I hear about them all the time. And they are between guys who insist that they are straight.
Straight guys.
Now, I call them bisexual. I don't know. I mean, to me, this is a sex act. But they do not want to define themselves that way, or as gay, certainly. Okay, I won't define you as gay, but... And I know bisexual is kind of a namby-pamby... Well, it's not a word that a lot of people like, bisexual, except...
People who are bisexual.
Well, and who admitted that that's the best word, because, hey... Like, are you bisexual?
I am pansexual.
Pan, okay. Well, that's kind of crazy.
I was bisexual until I discovered there were transgender people in the universe.
Oh, right. Trisexual, maybe. Pansexual is cool, too. Okay. You're pansexual.
I guess trisexual. Trisexual.
Trisexual.
That's kind of sexual you can be.
Yeah, that's Steven Tyler's orientation.
Yes.
I used to have a group that advertised in the magazines at Venice Beach, the trisexuals.
Anyway, that's all good, and I am not opposed to, you know, the bromance thing, and if the guys want to define themselves as straight and still give each other blowjobs, I have, you know, it's labels. It's just labels. It's a little confusing, I will admit that. And also, if it translates into unsafe sex and lying to your wife, well, then I have a problem with that. You know,
the friendly blowjob is very bonobo, though.
It is, exactly. The friendly blowjob, it's the sneaking around and
not bonobo.
Yeah. I mean, but yes, of course it's bonobo, and it helps. That's why I'm not against Trump, like, engaging with consensual men. And it looks like Macron, although he was cringing, for sure, but he was romance in
he
Trump
almost
the
fell.
Whole time. He did. He almost pulls him down.
Look at Trump's face.
He holds his own, considering he's half the size. But he's got a baguette that's twice the size. We know that. But yeah, look at Trump.
Look at his face. That's all I can say. Just look at his face.
Trump is looking at the camera. He's not even...
It's like, what is he thinking right now?
I wanted to know what he was thinking when the French Marshall Band was playing Daft Punk.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I mean, Macron's like bebopping along, and Trump is like, stupid. You make us look stupid.
That job's for me.
Wow. But, you know, the bromances, I think they're okay. I think it's okay to be friends with Russia. I do. I think that's one of the few things I don't know, because his whole thing is so laced with lies. You can't really like him for wanting to extend the bromance and the friendship with Russia, because it's so laced with lies. And also, it might be the thing that these people out there who have the power can, you know, like, impeach his ass, right? That
absolutely.
I hope so.
That's the thing. They can't do it over him destroying the earth. Or, you know, taking away people's health care so they die. Or taking away children from their parents because somebody's an immigrant. They can't impeach him for these terrible things.
Maybe they can him.
Ooh la la.
It's an old term.
Can.
I will can him can right can out of
can
office.
Can.
Oh, I hope we can.
Can his can.
Your
we can. So anyway, so it looks like it's starting with, you know, the son, Donnie Jr., and...
Take him away, officer.
Take him away. Take him away. I mean, even Fox News, okay, jumping on that bandwagon. That guy, what is his name? Shep something? Shep. Anyway,
I think there's a shift in Murdoch. Murdoch is a... serious right winger, and I think he's making a shift, and this guy has so much media power.
Right,
he owns Fox News, he owns, you know, the Star, he owns
and maybe now that he's, you know, an old guy, he wants to make his mark.
Oh, he's also married to what's his name's ex-wife.
Mick Jagger's ex-wife.
Yeah,
right.
Mick Jagger's ex-wife. Besides the $2 million rings, she probably has a little bit. She still has left a little lefty. You
know, yes, yes, she still rocks and rolls, and at least knows what Daft Punk is, right? So, so they could be.
This guy railed against him.
It's treason. I mean, the Junior did collude, and of course, adoptions is code for the Magnitsky Act. Which, do you know what the Magnitsky Act is?
I do not. Enlighten me.
Do you know?
Okay, I do not.
Class. Mm-hmm. All right.
I do not.
So here's the Magnitsky Act in one easy lesson. This guy, Magnitsky, exposed some rich guys in Russia for stealing money from people and whole corporations and ruining things and putting it in their pocket. And so they put him in jail, and basically he died of mysterious causes, and he was probably killed by them. And these are friends of Putin's, you know, and America, you know, didn't like this activity and put some sanctions on these guys. So they are sanctioned, and Putin doesn't like this because, you know, he wants
his
friends
bros.
To... Yeah, these are his bros, exactly. They have bromances of their own, Russian style. So he said, okay, you are going to have sanctions, then we are not going to let Americans adopt Russian children. And, of course, Americans love adopting Russian children because they look like white people, I guess. I don't know. and so they adopt a lot. And so he put the kibosh on all the adoptions, and he hoped that that was going to, you know, cause the Magnitsky Act to be overturned, but it didn't. So, but this adoptions and Magnitsky are always tied together, the sanctions and the adoptions. So when Junior says, oh, we just had a conversation about adoptions, he's not just talking about, you know, some nice poor little kid that needs a home. He's talking about, you know, taking the American sanctions off of these, you know, basically Russian murderers and...
And he'll let the kids go.
Robber barons. and so I guess that is what the meeting was about. And in exchange for that, you know, they were going to do something. I mean, we know they said it in the email. That they support his father. We support your father. What is that? The Russian government. I don't know. I guess it could be nothing, but it could be something.
Something to do with those 39 electoral system hacks that I heard about a few
weeks
ago? Well,
if it has to do with that, then that is just whoa.
I mean, maybe.
And I would jump on the Russian bandwagon. Right now, I'm kind of on it just because I want to get rid of you.
Trumpf. Yes.
Right. But honestly, like I said, I don't want to make an enemy out of Russia. At the same time, we don't want Russia hacking our voting machines. So we're happy that Donnie... Oh, where's Donnie? Wait a second. Somebody get Donnie. He's upstairs. Do you know where he is? Okay.
Donnie, no, he's on the table.
Oh, where...
He's over there.
Where is he?
Where?
Oh, he's
There's
right there.
Donnie.
Can you get him? Grab him. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring him. He came downstairs earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the guy.
We had
okay.
him waiting in the green room.
All right. Okay. So here. Here. I think we need a
we have Donnie.
A group picture now.
Yes. Okay. How do you want me hold
him? Why don't you come sit up here? And you're my first guest, so you come sit over here.
And then you,
you could be.
You're right here.
Here, okay, so, no, well, here's Donnie.
Look at the Donnie.
We're taking
Donnie.
Some selfies, everybody.
Okay, so now.
Welcome to 2017.
Here's a baguette.
What,
actually.
You took the condom off.
I did take the condom off of our baguette, that's true.
We're doing baguettes raw.
Here, you being the brand new guest, we're going to give you the baguette to smack. Okay, and
right.
you can just squeeze him. Oh, wait, but we need him to be actually recognizable. So squeeze him. And, okay, so now don't protect his balls. Okay, so just leave his balls available. And now give him a good whack.
Give him a whack.
All right.
Even
here
if it
go,
breaks
Trump.
Your baguette.
Okay.
Okay. Here she goes.
Oh, that's a good
whack.
One.
Whack. Okay.
Oui.
She's
okay.
whacking
that's
firmly.
That's three. One for liberté, one
Keep
for egalité,
liberté.
One for eternité.
Very good. Fraternité, egalité,
yes.
and one for la résistance.
Those are very oui. good whacks.
Yes.
I think he got the whacks that he deserved.
I think you need to whack him some more. Keep
okay,
whacking.
Here we go. Another whack.
Okay, and whack. And whack.
Anyone
whack.
Count in French? I can't.
Un.
Deux.
Trois.
Quatre.
Cinq.
Six.
That's all I got.
Sept.
Huit.
Neuf. Dix.
Your safe word is all reduced carbon emissions.
Deux.
Trois.
Quatorze. Quatorze. Oh. Woo!
All
right. deserve that. Okay, and this guy, he might be going to jail. Okay, and I don't wish that jail on anybody, but you know he's kind of a spoiled brat, and that is.
They wish they had that.
The
in jail.
Crux of the matter.
They wish they had him right now. If that was. Actually, what was going on?
They wish
jail.
They had him in jail.
Well, if he was a dildo, yeah.
We
well,
could bake that into a cake and smuggle
kind of
it
a
in.
Dildo.
He's going to be turned into one in there.
For sure. Yeah, they're going to be happy to have him in jail.
Super happy.
All right, Donnie. Mm. We're going to be happy to get rid of you. If it happens, I don't know. We don't know.
I like to. We wish we role play in fantasy too. This is our role play in fantasy. Though.
True. This is our role play. In
I like to think
my impeachment fetish.
That's right.
I think I have an impeachment fetish. That's for sure.
Donald Jr.'s prison fetish that I have.
They did a survey. Some people, and I think it was some like anti-alcohol program, and people said that I think it was 75 or 73% of Democrats said they would give up alcohol. If Donald Trump would be impeached,
that
they would give it up.
So much.
That's a lot.
That's indefinitely. A lot.
I would do that.
Yes, indefinitely.
Who are these fools?
Indefinitely. I know.
Let's bring those fools
up. And they would, in order to give it up for money, I mean, I think they were requiring like a minimum of $500,000 or something. So, you know, they don't give up alcohol that easily.
It's hard to do that in the first place.
They have an impeachment fetish. We're all developing that. We're all like getting it. Even though, of course, we'll probably have some Republicans still in charge, and that's awful. And Donald Trump is just a really, really horrible symptom of a great American sickness of, you know, this 1% just controlling everything and the Koch brothers and all that crap, you know? And that is why we wear buttons that say, "Democracy Now!" Because not just for women to be in charge, not just that. We're talking about the feminine principle. We're talking about sharing the resources. We're talking about the bonobo way. We got to do it, brothers and sisters, or there will be no way that the Earth will survive. So in the meantime, though, we are going to have some fun. Right?
Okay. That's what we do here.
All right.
Indeed.
So we're going to put you
back,
let's
put
here,
him back here.
You know, you don't deserve to have. Actually, put his penis pacifier in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Yeah, it's attached,
oh, it's attached to him.
Yeah, we have it attached to him.
Okay,
so, Gypsy,
on.
That is
I
your job.
I think Junior's masturbating or doing something.
Yeah. Oh, look at Junior.
It was here.
No, yeah. I mean, you know, and some guys, they
such
call
a baby.
It Junior.
It's very nice.
Right? He sucks on that thing. Good.
Yeah. And it says slave because, you know, he became a slave to the family. He did. He married the girl daddy wanted him to marry, but you should show him. Right. There you go. There he is.
I didn't see it.
Right. With his mouth
right.
open.
There they are.
Mini me.
Like father, like son.
Mini Trump. Or we could say
this family
micro
has
Donald.
Family has no shame, this family.
Oh, no, no shame. Not really. All they're ashamed of is not being in the news, not getting enough attention. That seems to bother them. So you're in the news. And be careful what you wish for, Trump crime family. I hope that somehow justice will prevail. But in the meantime, we have our fantasies and we have our baguette. So, let us see, what shall we do with this lovely baguette? They smell so good, too.
They really do. Mm.
So you are friends that met through Dominion. You met her at the Dominion.
Yes, we met when I was working
Stormy.
At the Dominion about 2 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
that's
about
right.
For about a year.
And how long have you been at the Dominion?
Almost 2 years now.
Ah, okay. And do you dom or sub more often?
I have dom more often, and I enjoy that more. But I also do a lot of sub sessions, and
okay.
You know, I can take a good spanking.
You can.
Yes, I
yeah.
certainly
with
can.
A baguette.
Oh, well, that's a new one for me. But I
no?
bet
yeah.
it could take a baguette
do you think
spanking.
Your butt will break this baguette.
I bet it would.
I'd like to test this theory.
Yes.
I just
I'm
watch.
Interested in testing that.
All right.
All right.
So
for science.
Science.
For science.
For science.
All right. So, shall we?
Yes.
Somehow.
I'm going to move off to the side.
Okay.
If you bend over the bed right here.
Bend over the bed. You may take the honors. I will have a fresh baguette ready just in case.
Assume the position,
needed
Stormy.
Immediately.
Yes, mistress.
Okay. And now, you know, don't make your big wax to begin with. This is a baguette. That's my advice if you want to make it last.
Mm. All right.
You can do it one with the condom on and then.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Off. We'll keep the condom on this one, maybe.
Oh, look at those panties.
Wow.
Adorable. Oh.
Very cute panties.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh. Oh, yes.
My safe word is gluten.
Ah.
Oh. Oh. Who knew bread could be so stingy?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, thank you,
it's
mistress.
It's got some heft to it. You
know? It's got like a little foot and a little sting. I think I'm going to pick these up before all my appointments now.
Wow.
We're learning something
like
new
nice
every
and
day.
Pink with the baguette.
It's a snack and it's
well, I'm gonna, this is like totally incentive to start baking again.
Butt looks great.
Oh my goodness. Gosh,
it's getting nice and pink real fast.
This is what we call the can-can.
This is actually quite funny because Stormy fed my cat once when I was out of town and I paid her by baking her bread.
Oh, wow.
So now the bread is paying her back.
The bread is, yes.
Oh, it's working.
The bread is quite good, yes. And actually, you're getting strong. You're getting to really wield that bread.
Ow.
Ah.
Ow.
You are really doing a good job.
Get in there, Rihanna.
I'm starting to doubt gluten intolerance less now, actually.
Wow.
Maybe there is some science behind that. All right, here we go. Ready? Wow. Ready?
Whoa. Oh.
Oh.
She broke the bread.
Break bread on that butt.
But
anyway. Hey,
that's pretty good.
That's one way to break bread.
Right. It was a pleasure breaking bread with you. Mm.
And then you can eat it after. That's.
How did that feel?
It felt pretty good.
Do you feel like you're uneven because you were only on one side?
No, it's always a little uneven. Sides.
Okay, but maybe we should do the other side.
No, both sides look pretty red.
Both sides? You don't want to do the other side?
I think the painter did both sides.
Oh, I think we're okay. That was actually surprisingly stingy for the end of it.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's kind of heavy.
Oh, okay.
It's a
would you like
thick
to feel
one.
It?
I would.
You would?
I would.
Okay.
Can you do the honors?
I want to see Dr. Susie do a spanking.
Yeah? I don't know. I'll keep the condom on for a little bit. Okay. So here we go. Oh, look at this nice...
Beautiful
target.
Bottom.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Vive la France. Vive la résistance. Mm. Oui, oui, oui. Vive la can-can.
Ah.
Oh, oui.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Ah, la, la.
Ooh, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la. And la. And la, la, la.
This is the best Bastille Day since I was pregnant, and they told me I could have one glass of wine.
Oh, I think you should come sit over
yes,
here.
Yes, come over here.
Come over here and keep Donnie company. Strangle him
he
or something.
He gets lonely.
Yes.
We'll keep him busy.
Whack.
Woo!
Whack.
Mm.
Whack.
Mm.
Whack.
Mm.
And
now a raw dog.
Now a raw.
What are we doing?
Oh, she said, what's going on?
You're going to get it wrong.
Oh. I'm going to let you
getting
smell
unprotected
it.
Baguette.
Because you
unprotected baguette.
You have an appreciation for these things.
I smell
the
it.
Foraged foods.
Indeed.
Queen she is.
So delicious.
Ah. And now you feel the raw baguette. Is it a little stingier?
It's a little more intense without the wrapper, just like
yes.
usually is.
It's usually better that way.
Oh,
ooh,
yes.
Ooh,
whack,
ooh.
And whack, and whack, and whack, and whack. Now we're going to see how this... Can the baguette beat Rhiannon, or will Rhiannon beat the baguette?
Ah! Oh, okay, Manet.
I think the baguette beat
Rhiannon. Oh, the baguette won.
Baguette
that's
won.
A hell of a baguette.
Mm.
This baguette is getting the best of everybody.
It is.
I don't know.
Wow.
Me and my baguette.
Indeed.
Mm. Well.
The bread aisle will never be the same again.
Hmm. You know the French.
They love to have a little aperitif. Right?
Oh, the green one?
Yeah, and that's another thing Trump probably didn't. I'm sure he didn't do it because he doesn't drink, right? He's already drunk on himself.
Oh, God.
He doesn't drink actual alcohol like regular people. But we do.
We do.
We do.
In Benimbaville.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oui, oui. Okay. So we have a little ritual here. Come les catholiques. It's communion. Is that
indeed
French? Communion? It should be. Communion. Right?
Sounds right.
Di Bonobovi.
I'm buying it.
Uh-huh. And so, Gypsy, will you please pour the liquid? The liqueur, actually. That is already a French word.
Indeed.
While she's doing that, tell us your project now.
Well, the most recent project, I am getting ready to go do a symposium on pain and durational practices in Brighton and the workshop
was well. Durational practices.
Yes, has a lot of roots in intense BDSM practices, so mm-hmm. we're showing a lot of heavy medical play techniques.
And you also talked about performance.
Yes, and we're doing a performance with Martin O'Brien the following weekend. So the symposium is at the Marlborough Theater in Brighton. I believe it is July 29th at 10 a.m. until 1 a.m., and it's free to anyone who is in Brighton in that particular time. And then the following...
Is that when Trump's going to England?
I hope not. It has to ruin everything.
Well, anyway...
The following weekend, we're doing a performance with Martin O'Brien to celebrate his 30th birthday, which, if you have cystic fibrosis, as Martin does, is the end of your life expectancy.
That is a big deal, celebrating that.
So Martin is doing a 30-hour durational performance in a morgue to celebrate the onset of his self-proclaimed zombie years. And
I
Sherry
saw him
and
in a coffin. He looked kind of scary.
That was from our last one. That was fun.
Oh, okay.
He went to Transylvania after that, and I said, Martin, are you renting Dracula's coffin? And he just gave me a very black look across the table.
Wow.
But we had him in there for 24 hours. So
pain and durational...
Performance practices.
So that's like how long can your ass stand being smacked with a baguette?
Yes, to a degree.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I guess we do some pain and durational performance practices.
Well, I feel like all BDSM, you know, to some degree has those elements in it.
A lot of it does. Yes, absolutely. So that is a fascinating melding of art and performance art and BDSM.
Which is what I love.
And the real thing of real pain that, you know, you have when you're sick, you know, and you got no health care, which is a lot of people's situation right now. So at least in England, they have universal health care, don't they?
Yeah, they still have the NHS.
Oh,
they are
good.
Having to undergo some austerity measures, which is starting to look pretty gnarly.
There's a cartoon up, but if you're not watching, everyone will be covered, says Dr. Trump, as he covers up a dead body with
That's
a sheet.
That's so good.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Well, how much time do we have?
15 minutes.
So everybody in England should go and check out Rhiannon's performance piece with Sherry Rose and Martin O'Brien. And in the meantime, we're going to do Bonoboville Communion.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch. We got
and so we have a salt bowl. This is the body. What religion did you grow up with, Stormy?
Oh, you know that I grew up Catholic.
Oh, I actually did not know.
It just seems like the most obvious thing to me. I talk to so many people who are kinky, who are sex positive, and just, hey, we're Catholic. Oh, really? I'd never guess.
Almost too good to be true with being, you know, Bastille Day, and we're having Bonoboville Communion, and Max grew up Catholic also, and so you took communion as a young girl.
Yes, I was confirmed in the Catholic Church, as a matter of fact.
And you were confirmed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you were into it.
I'm living up to its ideals every day.
And it looks, yes, and now I'm understanding a little bit more about your spiritual approach to BDSM. And, you know, I mean, I think that certainly the Catholic Church takes a spiritual approach to BDSM. After all, you are worshiping someone who is nailed to a cross. And BDSM,
of
course,
thorns.
Is not supposed to involve killing people. It's supposed to involve channeling these feelings into safe, sane, and consensual activities. And, of course, Jesus had not consented. Well, he sort of consented. But, you know, when someone consents to you killing them, I don't consider it consent. So, no.
It's a very hard fetish to work with.
Yeah, the killing thing. Yeah, right. But still, there is the idea of the cross. And, of course, BDSM, we have a cross over there. It's all about crosses. And this is not a painful ritual. Well, maybe for some people. It could involve some biting, I guess.
It hasn't happened yet.
The biting? No.
Can I remember? Maybe Jackie once. Maybe.
Anyway, would you like to be the altar, or
yeah,
would you like her to be the altar? Because you are in charge of her.
Oh, would you? I'm going to give you the choice since it's your first time. Oh.
I would be happy to be the altar.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Well, then have a seat right here.
Hooray.
Ooh, by my baguette. Mm-hmm. And this
would
is...
Would you like to take Junior?
Junior. You should take Junior.
Time out for you, Junior.
You can hold... okay. Actually, maybe we should turn him around so that he can
see.
Yes. Okay. So now you come sit over here, Miss Stormy.
On the plentiful baguette crumbs.
Ooh. Right, right. And, you know, there can... technically, any body part can be an altar. But usually the body part that is the altar would be the chest, which yours is already almost out.
Yeah,
so
we've got it yes. Pretty much hanging out here. So we
pretty
can
much
that,
hanging right? out. So could it be hanging out a little more?
Yes.
As I think that's
free possible. The nipple.
Free the nipple.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I got to leave.
Yes. Oh, goodbye, Facebook, for a moment.
Mm. We'll see you in a little bit.
We'll
be back.
If you would like to watch this.
Which I recommend.
Uncensored, you can do so by simply joining bonoboville.com.
Which everybody should.
And if you want to pony up and help save the bonobos, you can also join drsusanblock.tv and watch this and watch lots of other, you know, past shows, including one where Rhiannon got fucked by Ron Jeremy.
True.
That's true.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay. On Purim.
On Purim. Right. Well, Purim. Some people say Purim. I say Purim.
Potato, potato.
Bonobo, bonobo. Mm. Something like that. Okay. And now we will have the revelation. I will hold your microphone at this point. Of the altar of the lovely Dominion Pro Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Stormy.
Hooray.
Beautiful, stormy, natural, lovely boobies. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. And so you prepare the altar first by giving them a lick. And let me hold this so you can just be spiritual. Be the altar. Just be the altar.
The altar.
We are preparing the altar with a nice lick. Okay. And
Amen.
Did we do both?
We did. Very thorough.
Good. Okay. So now I am going to, as the high priestess of Bonoboville Communion, sprinkle salt upon the wet nipples, which is the altar. How are you feeling, altar?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, good. And now the lovely Rhiannon, who is taking communion, will do so from
she
your
looks like a nun.
Prepared... You know. Nipples. Okay. The altar
yes.
is ready for you. And she licks.
Okay.
Nice, full tongued lick.
She misses
it. Very thorough. Very, very thorough and lovely, lovely, lovely. And licking, licking, licking. And so beautiful. And yes, so now Rhiannon will receive her. Liquid communion, the liqueur, which we call here in Bonoboville. I don't know what the French is for this. It's a form of torture.
You can't see what's going on,
it's called waterboarding. Except we
I
do
love
it.
Waterboarding.
Yes, exactly. Exactement. So now you open your legs, mm-hmm. and we get the salt off you so you don't look like you have dandruff on your skirt. Okay, and I think it would look very beautiful if you could just pull down your top as well, because it is almost off anyway. And here we go. And now, oh yes, the wings. But you can sort of lean back here against her. And this is going to be a lovely, lovely Bonoboville communion tableau. Is it not? Yes, it is. And waterboarding, bonobo style. Down the hatch, let's hear it for Sister Rhiannon Ahrens and Sister Stormy. Beautiful. Wowie zowie.
All right.
That was hot. All right. Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed that very much.
Would you like to do that? I mean, with her as your altar?
Yes.
Well, trade? Well, since I've had such a good example, yeah, I think that I can probably do that.
I think so,
that,
too.
Yes.
I think so. I think you can do that. So now you come in the middle. And y'all don't mind seeing the same thing all over again with reverse roles, do ya? Okay. If you do, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh, no.
All right.
Let's see if I can remember the order here. We must first moisten with the holy waters.
Exactly. The holy waters of saliva. Holy water also is my term for female ejaculate. But in this case, it is very appropriate that the saliva of the lovely Stormy, ooh, and they seem to have really perked up those nipples. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. Now the salt application.
Indeed. Now the salt application and the licking of the salt. This is a very important ritual here in Bonoboville. And you are doing it very well. I mean, you seem like you've done this before.
Yes.
Perhaps.
But maybe not in just this way.
No, not quite exactly.
Not quite as a sacrament.
As a sacrament. Okay. It is a sacrament, and that is what we are going to finish up here. So you may sit here between the luscious thighs of Rhiannon. As we now have you lean back, and I'm glad you're wearing glasses just in case I spill, open up your mouth. And we have waterboarding, bonobo style. Woo! Yes, indeed. Let's hear it for the lovely Switch, Stormy, and Rhiannon Ahrens. And thank you, Dominion, for bringing these two lovely ladies together and bringing them here. So how was your first communion, Bonoboville style?
It was much better than the one that I had in second grade.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Really? A little more interesting, definitely, this
more
time.
More interesting. But did you like the one you had in second grade?
I didn't really love the taste of the bread.
No?
I was hoping
for
a larger portion of the wine.
They actually gave
it's
you
kind
real
of frowned
wine?
Upon in second grade for you to take a big gulp out of the wine.
Oh, too bad. Well, we gave you a nice gulp of the agua,
yes.
Coca
Leaf
liqueur.
Oh, yes, and thank you.
And we are so, so happy to celebrate, you know, you and your friendship. And Bastille Day, Quatorze Juillet, and another great summer in Bonoboville, and the possibility of impeachment. Hey, it keeps us going. I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
Everyone has to have a fantasy, Susan.
You know, yeah, I know. But I sometimes think that he's like the clown king, and they want to keep him in place because he distracts us from just the fact that they are stealing everybody's money. And they are going to ruin the planet. You know, those are the bottom line things. And Trump is just a distraction. But let's get rid of that distraction. I believe in it. Let's impeach the sucker. Let's put them in jail. Let's jump on the Russiagate bandwagon. And I understand we also might jump on the motor bunny a little later.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, the motor bunny is coming up, brothers and sisters.
I
want to
try the motor bunny.
Woo-hoo!
Like
we are
bunnies.
Excited. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we are going to, you know.
This is like a kid's show.
Is this like a kid's show? No.
Yeah, it's great.
No, this is actually an adult show.
Yeah, for big kids.
It's an adult show, and yet it releases your inner child, which is, in a way, what I call your inner bonobo. Go bonobos. That's right.
And
that's
only for cool kids.
It's only for cool kids right. who want to get in touch with their inner animal, their inner child, you know, in a positive way. Not in a nasty way like some presidents, okay? Well, he gets in touch with his inner child all the time because he is a big mango man child. But we try to, you know, get in touch with our inner child in a positive, erotic, and consensual way. And we encourage you to do that, too. And, you know, we're going to come back with motor bunnies and these two hot bunnies. So don't come yet. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest.
Whoa.
Oh.
Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Ryan Vincennes.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonne les matines. Ding, ding, dong. Princesse, en français.
Oui.
Oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
with me!
Hallelujah. Come for us, sister. Come for us.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's
we
have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Dang, dang.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I could say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh,
don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
And now,
here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Celebrating Bastille Day, the American
Festive.
Way, the Bonobo Way, woohoo! Vive la France!
Oui.
Oui. Vive la revolution! Vive la résistance! Mm. Et vive la baguette!
Oui. Oh la la!
Oh la la! So, feeling like I want my own bro job.
I'll help you with that.
Right? Hey, Dr. Susan. Will you help me with that?
That's what friends are for.
Yeah. Well, I understand you're going to get yourself warmed up.
Indeed.
With the Motor Bunny.
So what are the details about the Motor Bunny? So this is a new technology.
Yes, as we describe the Motor Bunny, Gypsy, who is a nurse, will... make it all very clean and cover it with a fresh coat of saran wrap.
Excellent.
So we are very Measure B compliant. And prop that we defeated even. But who cares?
Yes.
But we are. I mean, because we believe in that.
Well, we should have the choice to be compliant.
We should have the choice. We should have the choice because sometimes, you know,
you want to do it without the covering of the baguette.
Because, you know, you're all tested and you're husband and wife or you're just tested and you want to do it.
You're very friendly with the baguette.
Yeah. But in any case, we do... have a lot of people get friendly with our motor bunny. Mackenzie Barbie of Sanctuary wrote it, and the goddess of LA, who is AKA Madame Grace Marie, also wrote it.
Yes.
And so it's been written a bit, but it is new. It is kind of new to Bonoboville. And it's very much like a Sibian. Have you ridden a Sibian?
Yes.
Well, okay. It's really like that, except it's a motor bunny. Yeah, I guess it's different. You know, you'll have to tell me what you think the difference is.
When I wrote the Sibian, you quizzed me about the book I was working on while I was writing it.
Oh, right. I gave you a test. That was interesting.
You did. There was like a little Q&A happening.
Uh-huh.
Memory. So it's the only time I've really had an orgasm and a Q&A at the same time.
Wow. Okay. So I should Q&A you about something else.
I don't know what you would Q&A me about, though. But I'm totally open to...
Now, so you've finished your studies, is that right?
I have.
And did you do a master's thesis?
I did. Sherry pulled a rabbit out of my vagina for my master's thesis performance.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to ask you about that. Okay, so
that's amazing.
Now we're going to move the bread a bit, although perhaps your friend, Stormy would like to sit over here. Would you like to sit here?
Yes, I would. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And so now are you going to ride this clothed on the bottom? I mean, you could, or you could be unclothed. You bring out the boobies. Okay. That is, of course, always a crowd pleaser. and may, you know, elicit some... Whoop. Careful with... Whoop. He did get crushed. Oh wow! See, this is what's going to happen to Junior. He's going to get crushed. Oh. I'm right, Micro Donnie. Oh boy. Okay, so there you go. he can
is
stay
it too
with
far
Jesus.
Forward? Should we move it back a little bit for you? Is it okay?
Okay. Now your legs are on the French flag. We have to wave the flag.
Ah, wee wee.
All right. So I think I'll maybe give you this to give her light wax with. Light, very light, okay?
We'll gently baguette you.
Gently baguette, and that is the covered one, so it's not as stingy. Okay, and now here you are. You feel pretty stable? Yeah? Where's a microphone? I should have a microphone on this side. And so there you are. You feeling pretty stable, or should we move
it
back?
Yeah, it's just a little bit wider than the Sibian. I think the straddle feels very different.
We'll see.
I feel like I'm on a slightly larger horse.
Larger horse, yes. A stallion, yes. Big horse. All right. Can you hear that, guys? She feels like she's on a big horse. All right. Okay. Are you ready to get going here?
Sure. Let's go.
Sure.
All right, so let's see. Maybe who should hold her microphone?
So I can't show this on Facebook.
All right.
No, because we have titties out here, and the motor bunny is about to begin. And so here we go with the buzzing. Little
This is very different from
buzz.
The...
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, here we go. And so...
Enhanced by baguette enhancement.
Woo! Yes, a little baguette enhancement. And, of course, interrogation. Interrogation being, what is the name of your master's thesis, Rhiannon?
It's a master's thesis in fine art printmaking.
A master's thesis in fine art printmaking. Okay, and it doesn't have a subtitle or a name?
Oh, the printmaking is the subtitle. My thesis exhibition was called Rabbit Hole.
Your thesis exhibition was called Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole.
I think that's a little appropriate here somehow. I think your rabbit hole is feeling some vibration right now.
That's true. I'm on a rabbit, and the hole is vibrating.
Yes, and you are on a bunny, a motor bunny.
Yes.
We have a rabbit theme going on here.
The bunny is one of my spirit animals.
Along with
the butterfly. So, like, really, I have two vibrator spirit animals. That makes me really happy to have that realization. I'm very glad I came to that.
Spirit animal. Yes. Wow. Sherry Rose participated in this pulling a rabbit out of your hole.
Well, that was one part. It was one of 23 pieces. I made a bunch of prints and some sculptures and a book and some other things. And we did a performance called An Illegal Operation the night of the opening.
But get specific. How did she pull a rabbit out of your hole? What was that?
Well, you know, it wasn't a live rabbit because, you know, there are guidelines against that at a university. So we had to use a prop rabbit, which we procured from CVS after Easter. And I then inserted inside a condom to be safe with the CVS rabbit. Oh.
All right.
Wow. Being safe with this rabbit, and it feels good.
It feels good? You hear that up your rabbit hole? It's a motor bunny.
I'm feeling motored and bunnied.
Motor bunny up the rabbit hole. Rhiannon. Okay. And so, what grade did you get on your master's thesis?
I graduated Phi Kappa Phi with honors. Yeah. 3.98 cum GPA, I think.
Wow.
Which is why they let me pull a rabbit out of my vagina. If I was a B student, that shit wouldn't have flown.
No. Well, maybe shit would have flown. You would have pulled it out of another hole.
Possibly. Also, that probably against university guidelines. So another detail. I noticed there is a Buck Angel dildo somewhere on the bed.
Yeah, there is.
What else is vibrating in my thong is a piercing by his ex-wife, Elaine Angel, that Sherry got me after my MFA.
Here is the Buck Angel dildo.
This is probably the closest together they may ever be again.
Oh, yes, Buck Angel is here.
The sound.
Can you raise yourself up and show your piercing for a second?
I could, except I'm too short.
What do you mean you're too short?
This is too wide, and I'm too short.
You can't raise.
Yeah,
because
it's a wider. Maybe if I might be able to just.
Yeah, just. Do
I don't
that.
Know if you guys can see the vajazz line.
Can you see the can you lower the camera there for a second?
It's a tiny, tiny glimmer. Oh, wait, maybe if I lean back.
Oh, there we are.
Wait, look, where is it? It's hiding.
Oh, there it is. There's the piercing. Oops, bring it over there. Yep. We see the piercing. Wow. In that natural bush of Rhiannon's. Okay, so. Now we're going to go up again, and now it's time to pass your exam. Okay, and if you don't pass your exam, we'll be hitting you with the baguette without the bag. So here we go.
No, I want the bag.
I know you do. I know. Just to give you a little taste of the baguette without the bag. There it is. Better come before we resort to the baguette without the bag. Hold this. Here, hold this. What was your teacher's name? Your main teacher.
Oh God, I had like four of them. It was complicated.
Ask just name any one of them.
Oh God, whose name can
your
I
advisor.
Scream at? My Karen Kleinfelder.
Hi Karen. Thank you.
Orgasm. She was very liberal, very supportive.
Ha ha ha!
God, this is a weird sensation.
You're breaking all the baguettes, you should know.
I feel like I've really accomplished something now. Oh. Ah, all right. Take her down.
Wow.
I don't know what's going to happen to me the next time I go through the bread aisle at Ralph's. No.
Yeah.
It's going to be very When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's going to be a trigger smell.
Baking bread.
Baguettes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Well, that was amazing. The Thank Motor you. Bunny.
Wow.
Rihanna. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's warm.
It was warm vibrations warmth of that. All over yeah. the stage.
Motor Bunny's motor.
It. Very, very warm. Do you want to stay up there and relax, or do you want to get off of the Motor Bunny?
I think I'm going to stay here for just another couple yeah, of yeah, minutes until the relax. Throbbing
You're very, very warm. I mean, was that one big rolling orgasm or more than one?
I
or
think,
what
I think
was
there
that?
Were about three multiples.
Three.
It's
three.
Orgasm is a little different with the labia ring for me. So not,
ooh.
Yeah.
What would ha- what it, and the difference between the Motor Bunny and the Sibian is that the Motor Bunny is wider. Does that create a different kind of orgasm for you?
There's more, I feel more pelvic floor sensation with the Motor Bunny than with the Sibian. The Sibian was much more clitoral for me.
I will hold this so you don't feel so.
So I don't fall.
But you have to do anything. You just
Thank
should
you.
Relax. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So more pelvic floor muscles with the Motor Bunny.
Yes, I feel like there's more of like almost a therapeutic kind of component. Like I feel massaged and orgasmed in a very intimate way with this.
Wow. That sounds, I mean, great. All that we're lacking is spiritual.
Spiritual baguetting.
Would you like us to pray over you?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Hallelujah. Rhiannon has ridden the Motor Bunny to three
amen.
Fabulous orgasms. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an a women?
A women.
You are a goddess.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolument. C'est magnifique. C'est une fête des orgasmes. So, what do you think?
Pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. Have you ever ridden one of these contraptions?
I have not tried one, actually, no.
Would you like to try one?
I unfortunately, I think I'm going to decline. I'm going to try to keep things a little drier
of course
around here.
Change the saran wrap. This
of
that's
course,
a
of
key
course.
Item, and you could keep your you know stuff on.
I think I'm going to have to take a rain check.
All right, I got to ask. You know, I'm part French. I have to try. But okay. All right then. So now. Our baguettes are almost all broken. But we have an Eiffel Tower, and it is 11:58. And so...
A bewitching hour.
It is a bewitching hour. And look at all these baguettes you have in your possession. It's beautiful.
You can take those home with you if you'd like.
Yeah, but you can't talk into them.
No. This is helpful.
It's our gift to you.
Yes, you may take them.
Well, there was a gift at all. I think she's ready
feed
for
your
it.
Your family.
Mara, say, where did you get all those baguettes?
Oh. I'm not telling where I got all these baguettes, and I'm not telling where they're going either.
No. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Oh, we want to know. And you could serve them.
I could.
Afterwards to hungry people. Yes. Mm. Wow. And we are really kind of out of time.
We are
so
out of time.
We want to say thank you to our fabulous guests.
Where can we find all these people?
Where can we find you, Rhiannon Ahrens, and how can we support you in your pursuit of excellence in life?
I am friendable and tweetable and selling some prints on GoFundMe. So if you follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, you will get information on all of that and also where I'm performing or exhibiting or anything else fun I do. Mm. You can also contact me through RhiannonAhrens.com.
Well, oh, very, very right. good. And don't... try to private message her on Facebook.
No, I'm very bad about that.
And she is on Twitter. Did you say you were on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. She you is, told me my boobs should be on Twitter.
I think she should be, and she is there, but, you know, hardly ever there. So, on the other hand, our lovely Stormy, you are also on Twitter. Where do we find you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at Stormy Squires. I'm
Stormy
also
Squires.
Yes, I'm on FetLife as Stormy Squires.
Okay.
And you can also find me at the Dominion in Culver City.
And are you a Facebook gal or?
Not at this time.
At
no.
This time.
Facebook is to let the family members know that I'm still alive.
Okay,
these
family
days.
Members. She's not alive. Not on this show. But yeah, Stormy Squires, and soon she will be, you know, on our Speakeasy Star pages. So we're excited. And of course,
thank you.
Gypsy, we can always find here in Bonoboville and on the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Exactly. If you find anything linked to the Institute, you'll find me. So look for Dr. Susan Block on Facebook. You'll find me on her Facebook at Gypsy Bonobo, Aaron McBean. You can find me, Aaron McBean, on Instagram. And I'm floating around on Dr. Susie's.
She floats.
You know, I float. I float.
And you fly.
I float and I fly wherever Dr. Susie needs me. So, and we are here to help you. So hit us up, hit me up, and there you go.
All right. We're here all the time.
We're here 24/7.
But weren't you going to give out something with you?
Yes,
wings?
I have a giant box of porn. I wanted to wear these
I
wings
forgot
because
about
I'm
this.
The porno fairy.
I will go get this. I
okay,
will
go get this giant box of porn.
And the porno fairy gives pornographic videos
to
boys and girls that leave ejaculate filled socks
oh, here it is. Here
and
it is. Gypsy.
Underwear under their pillow.
Gypsy, it's in a U-Haul box.
Yes, labeled kitchen, strangely. Because that's where I would keep it.
So you can get around here.
I'm trapped.
Oh,
I'm holding too
I
many baguettes.
Eiffel Tower, yes. Mm. Woohoo. Here we go.
Giving these two.
All right. So,
anybody wants
let's see. Jesse Factor. Who wants Jesse Factor? Anybody? Anybody? No.
Okay.
All right.
You can't throw them because we could hit somebody.
Island Fever 4.
I want that one.
You. All you. Oh. Goth Girl Diaries.
All right.
This guy over here.
These are getting takers. I'm impressed.
Naked Aces.
Yeah.
Massive Cock Swallowers, 4 hours.
I think
Susie needs that to go with the baguette. Just to
unless someone else wants it, but, you know.
Igor. Igor, we're going to hook Igor up. Penthouse Letters, Night Nurses. Wasn't one of these girls on your show?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, Hair Bear.
Hair Bear.
It's funny how everyone has their preferences.
Busty Bimbos.
No busty bimbo takers.
No busty bimbos? Yeah, he's going for
Air
the busty
Bear,
bimbo.
Can't have more
oh, we've got
two.
Female ejaculation, the workshop.
Female ejaculation.
I want that. I did
workshop.
That for selfish reasons.
We have any takers?
Hidden Desires, Cinderella. Beautiful women reveal their
hidden desires.
Oh. Now these desires are going to stay
that's
hidden.
That's a hot one.
Becoming orgasmic. I don't think anyone here really has a problem with that, but I don't want to.
You never know. Sometimes, they don't talk about it too much. Right. But
The Horny Hitchhiker, starring Vanessa Lane. Vanessa wants a long, hard ride. Igor. Dark Angel, Andrew Ooh. Blake, and Dahlia Gray.
Speaking of porn, we will be at AdultCon this year, delivering the Bonobo Way of Great
Ooh.
Sex at AdultCon. Whoa.
Ooh.
Don't drop that. Oh, I know that girl.
Here. That's female Layla ejaculation Swan. For couples.
I already have this stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anyone else need female ejaculation for couples?
Yeah, she ejaculated on my squirt salon.
Female ejaculation for couples.
Layla Swan.
You can show it to the guys at the Dominion, so maybe they'll have a learning experience while you're whipping them. Go back to your wife and try this out. Jessie Jane, sexy hot. No Jessie Jane fans. Wait. Yeah. Classic.
Perks.
Tag Team 3, the art of double penetration with a really bad graphic design job / eye test.
Oh, that's okay. I think I might keep this one.
Okay, you keep that one. I think we're, you know, we'll deliver the rest during the after party. Yeah. Okay.
In a more private manner, because I'd like to.
Max might like to pick out his favorites.
Oh, of course.
So, okay, I think we have have done our thank yous and and thank you, Ecor. I mean, I don't know what I'm thanking you for. You just got a bunch of porn. You should thank our guests.
You're welcome.
Okay. We give you birthdays. Now we give you porn. Oh, man.
Hey.
And happy birthday, Del Rey.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Del Rey. He has ambivalence about birthdays, which I do too, actually. But, you know, we love Del Rey. And so we have to say it. And so happy birthday. I'm not sure what his birthday is. It's sort of different depending on his identity. yeah. But it's somewhere in the vicinity of now or last week or something. So there we go. Happy birthday, Del Rey. I think he's upstairs. I don't know if he's going to make an appearance, but. There he is. Oh, there he is reading The Bonobo Way. He knows a good book when he sees it. And by the way, everybody, yes, that's what we've got to do. That's right. I know it means we can't push Trump over a cliff. I know it really sucks because that's kind of a great fantasy. But there's actually a game in which you push Trump over a cliff. And it's like a video game, and you just keep, you know, kind of pushing this little figure of Trump over a cliff.
There's an app for that.
I played it like 4 times, I have to admit it. But, you know, it's just a game. But we can't do that for real. We can't storm that Bastille. We can maybe impeach, and we certainly can resist. Resist, and vive la résistance. Whoops, this one's broken. Okay.
We broke them all.
No, we didn't. I've still got a whole baguette for you, coquettes. All right. So vive la France and vive la résistance.
Yeah.
And yes, Max, do you have any thing you'd like to say before I
Well, I think if you want to save America and you want to save a sane kind of society, then we all have to do our part to take these people down. These people are thieves. These are a great danger, not only to democracy. They're a great danger to you personally.
They're playing the French anthem now. I don't know. This is what you play.
So anyway, everybody has. You know, I spend a lot of my time, and I know Dr. Susie does, in spreading the word. You know, and doing our little part, and we're not rich, but we give a little money too. You know, to
we certainly do
to the bonobos and to
great women.
Yeah,
and we give a little money to the ACLU.
ACLU, and what do you call it?
Speaking of which, how's your Book of Medicine project?
It is slated to come out on November as scheduled still, and we have additional intros from Kevin Killian and. David Trinidad.
And what?
David Trinidad.
Who's that?
He wrote Taste of Honey with Bob.
Very good. All right. Well, yeah. So we got to, you know, keep resisting. And we here are part of the erotic resistance. That's right. You got to have fun
and
while
we're very
resisting.
Proud, let me tell you.
Yes, we are.
We've worked hard to achieve these freedoms and... you try to take them away from us, you know, we might maybe let you have it in the rear.
Right in the rear. All right, so...
canned, you'll be canned.
You know, there's something about this anthem that's a little bit... I don't know.
Are we storming something?
It does feel like you're going to storm something.
We need to storm something. We're there.
Yes. All right. I think we stormed you already, honey.
We did.
So make like bonobos, not baboons. Don't guillotine people. Just hit them with a baguette on the butt, consensually. And yes, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Need a clap sign.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.